Listening 35. Holidays. You can go camping, which is not very comfortable, especially when it's raining. There is also the problem of insects getting into your tent, but it's the cheapest form of accommodation. Then there are guest houses or bed and breakfast, B&B, which are especially suitable for families with children. Young people often stay in hostels. Hostels are the most expensive type of accommodation, but also the most comfortable. Some people go on caravanning holidays, or book package sightseeing holidays, where everything is included in the price. Tickets, admission fees, food, etc. Or cruises aboard a ship. However, be careful if you get seasick. Some holiday makers prefer activity holidays, skiing, rafting, fishing, hiking, etc., to lazy holidays on the beach. When travelling abroad, you need your passport, medical insurance, contact numbers, your family, your country's consulate, etc., a map, suntan lotion, camera, first aid kit, insect repellent, and so on. I would like to have a combination of both. 2 days of lying on the beach relaxing, reading, sunbathing, and doing nothing, and then an activity holiday. I like water sports such as water skiing, scuba diving, etc. Sightseeing is all fine and well, because you get to know the country better, though I'm not an enthusiastic museum goer. That is a good way of spending your holiday. You can earn some money, learn the language as you work with people, and then you can travel a lot. I'd love to do that one day. My dream is to go to Australia and help on a farm, and then travel and visit New Zealand as well. I have only been to a few European countries. Of course, I have visited Slovakia. I was there last summer, and I must say that the High Tatras are really beautiful. I have also been to Hungary and Austria. That was a skiing holiday. And France and Spain. My dream is to go to Australia and the United States. I have read a lot about the American national parks, and I loved reading about them. I'd like to go to Canada as well. Some places are really full of them. There are many foreigners in Prague, as it is said to be one of the most beautiful capitals in Europe. The tourists like the centre of Prague, the old town square with its astronomical clock, Prague Castle, Charles Bridge, etc. Many of them visit Český Krumlov as well, because it's a beautiful old town. In summer, many of them go to the Karlo Vivari Film Festival, which has quite a good reputation in the world of films. You can see many film celebrities there. There are many foreigners in Olomouc as well, especially in the summer, as the Summer School of Slavonic Studies takes place there every year. Foreign tourists like the Czech Republic, as it is quite cheap for them, especially the accommodation and services, although Prague is becoming more and more expensive. The Americans, for instance, are amazed at the atmosphere of our medieval towns, old monuments and cobbled streets. Foreigners in the Czech Republic like our beer, and they buy Bohemian cut glass, jewellery and Czech cakes. They like visiting the Czech spas, and in Olomouc they may taste the typical local cheese with its characteristic revolting smell.